Today's share is Masechta Bava Basra Daf Kuf Nun Beis. We will begin Beis Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Kuf Nun Beis Aman Aleph at the top of Omid. Itmar. We learned in the Yeshiva Matana Shchimara, if a Shchimara gave away all of his assets, and as we've been learning, the Divrei Shchimara Kiksuvim Kamsurim Dami, no formal kinyan is required. Shekasuba, but the Shchimara did write a document, and in the document, it stated that he's making a kinyan, shekasuba kinyan. So now the question is this considered still like a regular kinyan shchimara, or is the fact that he added a typical type of a kinyan that changes anything? The Rashbam points out that even though the Gemara speaks about a case where he mentioned the kinyan in the shtar, in writing, says that the discussion we're about to have in the Gemara is not dependent on if it was written or not. The point of our Gemara, he explains, is whether a kinyan, if adding a kinyan makes a difference or not. The Rashbam also suggests that the Gemara we're going about to learn, the Machlokes Rav and Shmuel, is only in a case where the Shchimara wrote over all his assets. Because as we've been learning in our Shurim, when we speak about the kinyan of a Shchimara, there are two types of situations. One is a situation which is the typical case we speak about where the Shchimara wrote over all of his assets. And the other case is a kinyan Shchimara b'mixas, which really we've been discussing, a kinyan Shchimara b'mixas, where he is not writing over all of his assets, their kinyan is required. So since their kinyan is required, the fact that there was a kinyan added to this transaction doesn't make a difference. So we're speaking specifically in our Gemara, says the Rashbam, where the kinyan Shchimara was giving away all of his assets. Tosfos says that even in the case that our Gemara is about to begin discussing, even speaks about a case where it was a kinyan shchimara b'mixas, and the question is, what does this extra kinyan represent? So says the Gemara, Bei Rav Shmei de Rav Amri, in the yeshiva of Rav, they said in the name of Rav in such a situation. What he means is, and we'll speak about this much more as we get in deeper to the shir, that by doing what he did, he strengthened the shtar, the kinyan shchimara, and therefore it has the strength. Again, we'll speak about this more in the shir, that it has the strength both of a kinyan shchimara and a kinyan of a regular kinyan. Shmuel Amar. But Shmuel says, Lo yidana my odenbo, I'm not exactly sure how to deal with the situation. And the Gemara explains itself. By Rav Mishmei de Rav Amri, that Rav said that this is a situation of Arkve Atrei Rechshin, Harei Kemetanus Bari, it has the strength of a transaction done by a healthy person, Varei Hi Kemetanus Shchimara, on the other hand, it also is treated like a matana shchimra. And what does it mean? The Gemara says, what I mean to say is, harehi kamatana spari, I treat it like a matana spari, shem amad, if the shchimra gets better, ein achayzer. The halacha is, that if a shchimra, when it's a true matana shchimra, if he, Baruch Hashem, gets better, he could retract the entire transaction. Here, he doesn't have that privilege. It's no different than a bari who gives a gift, or makes a transaction, which of course the halacha is that once one makes a legitimate transaction, there's no way to back out. On the other hand, harei kematana shchimara, it's also treated like a matana shchimara. Shem Omar, for example, if the shchimara said, havosel aploni, I'm giving over the money that somebody owes me, it should be given to this individual. The halacha is, halvasa leploini. The halacha is that that is considered valid. And the has, because what this has the strength of a matanish shchimera. If it was a matanish bari, says that we've learned many times, that a matanish bari can't just be transferred, because since whenever you have a transaction, what's required for it to be considered a valid transaction is that there has to, you, that you're actually transferring something, you're gifting something, you're selling something. And since the halacha is milva leitzonditno, so if somebody owes me money, there is no assumption that that money is inexistent. And therefore, a milva cannot be transferred because we are lenient by a shchimera. Because we're lenient by shchimera because of shleititrif datai. So that's why, just like we're lenient in regard that we don't have to have a formal kinyan, a havar can also be transferred. So that, says the Gemara, is the opinion of Rav in this situation. Shmuel, we said, commented, lo yidana my adam bay. How, I don't know exactly how to treat this situation. And explains the Gemara. Shem aloi gomalek noisoi el b'shtar. Since the shchimera, by doing what he did, he meant that it should have a regular kinyan. But on the other hand, maybe because he's a shchimera, so he, what is the, one of the unique features of a shchimera? One of the unique features of a shchimera is that the kinyan of a shchimera is only effective after death. Now, that is normally not accepted in halacha. Of course, normally when we think about halacha, we know that a shchimera, that a kinyan is not effective after one passes away. So when we say here that this has the weakness of a matanis bari and the weakness of a shchimera, because on one hand, he didn't make a kinyan, but on the other hand, he only, and a regular kinyan is not effective till after death. A regular, so we would suggest that what he meant to do was that he's going to give the kinyan at this point while he's still alive. But the fact that he's a shchimera indicates that he only wants it to be effective after death. And that type of a kinyan, a regular type of kinyan, ein shtar lachamisa, cannot be effective after, cannot be effective until death. So, as I saw, the Ramban explains this Gemara, that the fact that he went out of the way, in other words, the Ramban's asking a question. If there's a concern when an individual is a shchimera, shematitrif datoy, and because of the concern of shematitrif datoy, Chazal said it's only effective, it's even effective after death, why is the fact that he made a kinyan like a bari going to, why should that change that? So he explains, because yes, Chazal were concerned for Shematitra of Datoy. And yes, Chazal said that a kinyan of Shchimera can be effective after death. But that was only said, he explains, in explaining Shmuel, when you follow the rules of a Shchimera. But the moment you don't follow the rules of a Shchimera, we need to be concerned that you want it to be a Matanis Bari. And what I think he means to say is, it doesn't mean that a Bari can't, that a shchimera can't do the kinyan of a bari. And when we have reason to assume that that's what the shchimera meant, that the shchimera wasn't going to use the special rules that Chazal gave him of the shchimera, but rather this individual wanted to follow the rules of a bari that apply to every bari, then the halacha will be that he has to follow those rules and the special privileges are not given to him, says the Gemara. However, based on the explanation we just had, says the Gemara, we have a steer in the opinions of Rav and the opinions of Shmuel. Says the Gemara, why? The Shalach Ravim Shmeid Ravua, have a yadi, be aware, Shalach Rabbelazar L'Goyle M'Shim Rabbeinu, Rabbelazar sent the following message to the Goyles in the name of Rav, Shchimra Hashem Kiso Tunu Mana L'Ploini, Shchimra said, write and give this money to this individual, Mace, and Kaisvin, the Neusnan. And now he passed away, we can't do this anymore. For we need to be concerned. Shemla Gomalak Noisa El Bishtar. Maybe he meant to do a regular old-fashioned Kinyan Shtar. And as we've been saying, Vein shtar lachamisa. Because only the aloch is, in other words, what Rav was, the message that they were reporting in the name of Rav, is that whenever a shchimera doesn't follow the halach of a shchimera, where kinyan is not required, then the aloch is, we have to assume that it's a kinyan bari. And since we have to assume it's a kinyan bari, nothing can be done, as we keep on repeating in our shir, after his death. So the Rashbam says, that what is the issue here? The issue is because they did not carry out the instructions of the Shchimera until the Shchimera passed away. But let's say they had indeed carried out his instructions before he passed away. Everything would be fine. Because even if we're calling it a Kinyan Bari that's done while he's alive is perfectly fine. The issue here is that he verbalized that he wants a Kinyan Bari. And they didn't do it until after he passed away. And that type of kinyan can't be done until he dies. The Yad Ramah disagrees. He says that even if it was done before the Shchimera would die, it wouldn't be valid. Why? Because, again, as we said the Svara before, the Yad Ramah is saying that what the message they were sending in the name of Rav is that the Shchimera, by using these words, wants it to strictly be like a Kinyan Bari. And a Kinyan Bari can never be effective if it was done in such a way. Says the Rashbam that in a case where there's a shtar, so that makes it that the Shchemira relies on the shtar. And once there's a shtar, there is no Divrei Shchemira k'ksuvim k'masurim damim. So, continues the Gemara. So we see that he doesn't get the privileges of a Shchimera. He's only given the din of a Bari. And continues the Gemara. V'amar Yehuda Mishmul, Hilchasa, the halach is, Kaisuv v'noisnin, that even after the passing of the Shchimera, since he was a Shchimera, all he was trying to do was strengthen his kinyan. But he wasn't looking to weaken his position as a Shchimera. So now ask the Gemara, Kasha Drava Drav. We started the shir by saying that even though he did a kinyan of a bari, that doesn't mean he wants to lose the rights of a shchimera. And he was saying that he is giving up the rights of a shchimera. Similarly, says the Gemara, Kasha the Shmuel the Shmuel. We have a contradiction in the opinion of a Shmuel. But Shmuel said that once he made it into Matanus Bari, the halacha is, it's treated completely as Matanus Bari. And here we're seeing that Shmuel suggests that it still retains the right of Matanus Shchimera. Answers the Gemara, the Rav had the Rav Lakasha, the way to reconcile the opinion of Rav, ha, when the Rav say that it has the strength of both a Matanus Bari and a Matanus Shchimera, the Kanamine, when they did a Kinyan. So if they did the Kinyan, then what he meant to say was, I start off with a Matanus Shchimera, and now I'm strengthening it by also making a Kinyan. Harder like Kinyan Mineh, if there was no Kinyan. He only said Kisu Tanu. So we assume that he just wants to be Matanus Bari and no element of Matanus Shchimera. The Shmuel are the Shmuel Akasha. How do we reconcile the opinions of Shmuel? When the Shchimera said Kisu Tanu, we say that what he was trying to do was meyapa as koichai, to strengthen the position of the person who was receiving the get. Similarly, we had this concept previously in our shir, where somebody is a shchimera and added into the matana shchimera the kininim in the moisab matanasada. He wanted to strengthen his position. So where it's clear that all he's looking to do is strengthen his position, it doesn't lose the case of a matana shchimera. And the Gemara will explain this a little more. Yosher of Nachman Yitzchak Achor de Rava. So Nachman Yitzchak was sitting behind Rava. The Yosher Rava kamed of Nachman. Rava was sitting in front of Rav Nachman. The Kama the Kabbai Minei, and he asked the following question: Mi am Shmuel Shem Legnos L'Shtar. As we said earlier in the Shir, that when Shmuel spoke about the subject that we began today's shiur with, where somebody did a matana shchimera, but included a kinyan. So the Gemara said that Shmuel doesn't know loy yodan my odenba. I don't know what he meant. Did he mean a matana shchimera? Did he mean a matanas bari? So when this was said over, Rava asked Rav Nachman, "Mi am Shmuel Hachik? Did Shmuel indeed say this? Shem loy gomel aknos el b'shtar. That maybe the person only meant that it should be a kinyan bari." And since it's a kinyan bari, there would be a deficiency of ein shtar lachem misa. Ask the Gemara from Rav Yehuda Mishmul, shchimera shekosav called the chosav al achirim, a shchimera that did a kinyan shchimera. The best proof that it's a kinyan shchimera is because he gave away everything, and on top of that, he did a kinyan. Abish kana miyada. Then on top of making a matana shchimera, he did a kinyan. Amad, if he gets better, chayzer be a dua. Because we are certain that he was doing only a kinyan shchimera. And since he was doing only a kinyan shchimera, as we keep on learning in our shiurim, when somebody does a kinyan shchimera, then he can retract. So what are you saying, asked the Gemara, that Shmuel meant to say that by adding a kinyan to the kinyan shchimera, what he meant to do was to give it the strength of both. Here we see that Shmuel doesn't hold that way. Says the Gemara, Vachvei b'yadei, Rav Nachman did something with his hand. He waved his hand. And the Rashbam gives two ways of explaining what this meant, what this means when he waved his hands. One is that he was trying to convey that he has the answer to the question. The other answer was that he may wave with a hand to indicate that he was trying to strengthen his position, which we've been calling in our shir, miyapas koichai. So again, says the Gemara, Akfle biyodei, Rav Nachman waved his hand, vishtik. And at that point, he was quiet, kikom, and when Rav Nachman got up, Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak L'Rav, my Akfalach, what did he mean by waving his hand? So Rava responded that what he meant to say was miyapas koichai, that if he made a kinyan and he only did it just to strengthen the person who's receiving its position, there it still retains a shchimera. So ask the Gemara, how are we to know what was his intention? Hey chidami miyapas koichai, how are we to know what was his intention? Says the Gemara, Amar Chizda, as we had before. When he writes into the shtar the words v'kanina menei moisav matanos ador, so he's referencing that this started off as a tana shchimera, and what he's trying to do now is strengthen it, so therefore it doesn't lose the strength of matana shchimera, it only gains to whatever degree possible the strength of matana spori. What does that mean? That he can't retract, even though normally a shchimera can retract if it gets better. Says the Gemara, Pshita, it's obvious, kosel lezeh, if the shchimera wrote over his assets to one person, and he wrote a shtar to be a proof that that is what he meant to do, and he never gave over the shtar, and then kosel lezeh, and then he gave his assets to another person, and again, he wrote a shtar to testify that's what he's doing, says the Gemara. So in other words, he basically wrote two wills, says the Gemara. Hainan Chos Rav Dimi Omar. This is what Rav Dimi discussed when he came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, teaching us the halacha, daideki mevatelus daideki, that if somebody writes two matanas shchimera, the halacha is that the second one prevails. But now ask the Gemara a different question. What's going to be the halacha where kosov v'zikul is there? It's not just that he wrote a matana shchimera, but he actually gave over the shtar to the first person, and then he did it again with a second person. Kosov v'zikul is there. And here too, says the Gemara, this is the subject of machloikus of Rav and Shmuel. Rav Amar Rishon Kana, the first one takes ownership, v'Shmuel Amar Shani Khan, the second one takes ownership. And the Gemara explains the reason. Rav Amar Rishon Kana, because Rav says by him zikalaza, by giving the shtar to the first person, what he was doing was making it into matanas bari. And a matanas bari is final, and you can't change that. For Shmuel Mashani Kama, because Shmuel holds that it's still, that the second one counts, because Shmuel holds that it still remains a matana shchimra. And as we keep on learning, a shchimra can keep on changing his mind. Says the Gemara, the Fligabach the Zimna, wasn't that the subject that we began our shiur with the question of matana shchimra shakasa by Kenyan, that Rav holds that the fact that you wrote a Kenyan strengthens it, and Shmuel says it retains the din of matana shchimra. So ask the Gemara, why was it necessary to have the same machloikis twice? Answers the Gemara Tzricha. The Etna Baha, if we only had the first case of Shchimera, the Shtar Makana Shekosel Bakinyan, we would suggest that that's where Rav holds that it's considered like a Matanas Bari. Mishum the Kanamine, there was a strong Kinyan, Ava Baha, where he only said Zika, but he didn't make a Kinyan, Ema Moidelei L'Shmuel. That's why Rav, we had to learn that Rav said it even in this case. On the other hand, if we only had the second machlokes, where it retains the halacha of a matana shchimera, where there was actually a kinyan, that it will have also the halacha of a kinyan bari, and the shchimera can't change, that's why we had to have the machlokes twice. Says the Gemara, the Masura Masnahachi, in Sura, that's why this. In Stura, this is the way this machloikis was taught. However, the Pemedisa Masnahuchi, the Pemedisa learned this whole halacha differently, not connecting it to the machloikis of Rav and Shmuel. And the Gemara says like this: this is the way they learned from Pemedisa. Amram Yiri Ba'ama, Shochle Mibay Rav, they sent the question to the of Yeshiva of Rav, they sent this question to Shmuel. Yilamdeinu Rabbeinu, please teach us, Shchimera, what would be the halacha of a Shchimera shekosu kol nechosu l'achirim? Shchimera gave away all of his assets, and then he also made a kinyan. On top of that, he also made a kinyan. What will be the halacha? Mahu. Does it have the din of a kinyan Shchimera that he could go back or not? Shochle, so they sent him the response that once there was a kinyan, ein acher kinyan. After the kinyan was made, there's no room for going back. And as the Rishonim explain, that once, why did he make a kinyan? It must be to make it into a matanas bari. So in the yeshiva, they thought, hani mili la'achar. The halacha that he can't go back is if he wants to give it to a different person than the person he originally gave it to. Avel atzmai, but if he's changing his mind and wants to keep it for himself, then the halacha would be, in a case like that, the halacha would be loy, that he can go back. Amar Rav Chisda, but says the Gemara, Rav Chisda says, Ki asa Rav Huna mekurfri, Rav Huna came from Kurfri, and he says, but Kurfri taught us, Pirsha, it doesn't make a difference, La'atzmai or La'acherim, it doesn't make a difference how he made the kinyan. Once he made a kinyan, it doesn't make a difference in what regard he wants to back off. He may no longer back off. The Beis Yosef says, what would be the halacha regarding a shchimera who pledged his property to tzedakah and then reinforced his pledge with a kinyan? What will be the halacha then? Says the Beis Yosef, in such a case, we certainly have to follow what was said, and we have no room for any manification. Ask the Ramah, Shmuel and Agamar says that the fact that there was a kinyan, since there was a kinyan in addition to his verbal pledge, so it's a raya that he wants it to be a regular kinyan. If it's a raya that he wants it to be a regular kinyan, and he wants it to be a kinyan that will be effective after his death, we know a kinyan can't take effect after death. Explains Rabbi Chanan, in order to defend the opinion of Beis Yosef, he says, and we've learned this concept previously. Yes, says the Beis Yosef, says Rabbi Chanan, the Beis Yosef, even though he paskins like Shmuel, that Shmuel holds that once it's going to be done as a matanah shchimara, it can't also be a matanah sperry. That's when it's a regular gift. But when it was done as a tzedakah, since there's a halacha that it was a mirasa l'gvaya k'misrasa l'hedjit, that's the halacha by tzedakah. Therefore, tzedakah is different than a regular gift, than a regular gift of a shchimara. The Gemara Masechtet Gittin says that there is a concept of efshi b'takanas chachamim, that a person could say, I'm not interested in a rule that Chazal did on my behalf. So the question that is discussed when a shchimara performs a kinyan, isn't that a declaration that even though divrei shchimara k'ksuvim k'msurim dami, by making a kinyan, why don't we consider it as he's declaring efshah b'takanas chachamim? Says Rabbi Chanan, yes, you could do that, but you can't do that when it comes to tzedakah. When it comes to tzedakah, you can't say efshah b'takanas chachamim. And since when it comes to tzedakah, you can't say efshah b'takanas chachamim, the halacha is once it gets the status of a divrei shchimara, the halacha is it remains that well, as well. Now, of course, as we speak about the matana shchimara, the basis of the matana shchimara is all based on a umdana. And the question that the Paiskim discuss is how far do we take an umdana? The Shas Tshuvas Chelkas Yaakov Or Chaim Simon Lamed Vav discusses the situation where somebody donated a shul, and when he donated the shul. He says that he's only donating the shul if they're going to daven Ashkenaz in that shul, Nusach Ashkenaz. The neighborhood completely changed. The neighborhood completely changed. And the only people that live now in the neighborhood are people who daven Nusach Svard. And the question is, what is the halacha? Can they change to Nusach Svard or not? They made a condition, the person who built the shul made a condition, they're going to daven Nusach Ashkenaz. But on the other hand, if that's going to be the case and they're going to insist on davening Nusach Ashkenaz, what's going to happen is that the shul will be closed up. So the Chelkas Yaakov, using the concepts that we've been discussing in our shiurim, whenever we've been speaking Matana Shchimara, one of the concepts that we've been saying is, why is the Matana Shchimara effective? Because divrei shchimara k'ksuvim k'masurim dami, you don't need to have a kinyan. And what we keep on learning in our shiurim is that the reason they are effective is because we have an umdana in the muchach that what the shchimara is doing is what he really wanted to do. So he wants to suggest in this case as well, yes, the person was very interested that they should daven Nusach Ashkenaz in his shul, but he was certainly more interested that the shul should remain active. So we have, therefore, omdana the muchach, that's what he wanted, and therefore, even though he had made this condition, the halacha is they could keep the shul and daven Nusach Svard.